Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Welcome, Unfiltered Marketing listeners. I'm Anna, your co-host with
Jennifer Roop,
the other co-host, and Nevin, who we've invited to join us back against better judgment.
I'm back.
We better call him a semi-host or he's going to get all...
Like, no, it's fine. I don't have to be
a semi...
I'm just
Star
a guest.
Guest.
Nevin, what'd you do last night?
I closed a piece of business.
Yeah, you did. Meeting those sales goals.
Yeah.
Jen, what'd you do last weekend?
Last weekend?
This past one.
Kids activities. Baseball, softball, gymnastics.
Woo.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a lot.
It's my life.
Mom life.
Mom life.
Hashtag.
Hashtag mom life.
Remember how I told you my sister used to put the hashtag on the end of the word? She'd be like, mom life, hashtag. Sarah, it's hashtag mom life.
My grandma Terry actually spells out hashtag. She writes hashtag grandma.
Oh my gosh.
My sister-in-law, if she hears something like awesome, instead of being like, oh man, that's good, she'll be like, ooh, retweet.
Oh my gosh. No. Like an exclamation point.
Yeah. Like, I'll be like, you know what a really good song is? This song. She'll be like, retweet.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Have you told her that's not a thing?
I mean, she's trendsetter.
She's going to make it a thing.
She's making it a thing on the social means.
On the social means.
Welcome to the podcast where we make fun of all of our family members who know nothing about marketing.
Or social means, apparently.
Oh man, last week I went to a conference.
Oh, tell us about
in
that.
Columbus at Ohio State University, which is a super sweet university.
Correction, it's the Ohio State University.
I'm sorry. Is there another Ohio State University?
No, they just want it to be the university.
Well,
I don't like the Buckeyes at all. I think it's
I
the
like Buckeyes
thing.
The food. Mm-hmm. We make them every Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the chocolate
yeah.
peanut butter candies?
Yeah. Peanut butter balls dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
Duh.
Delicious.
I loved the Ohio State bathroom that you Snapchatted me.
That place was in
beautiful.
Seriously, it was like covered in mosaic tiles from head to toe.
Crystals.
And it was, yeah.
So you were afraid to like use the bathroom?
No, I took an Instagram story of it
because
I was like, check out this bathroom.
She busted out a marketing magazine.
Seriously, the student union was three stories high and open like a freaking mall. And they just have so much money. I went to a small little Christian school.
Geez.
Yeah.
And we could barely like plant flowers by the union.
We were excited about a rock at my campus.
It's just really impressive what happens at state schools.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, the conference was super good. I was inspired, overloaded with information that I wish we could do all of.
Mm-hmm.
But a good friend, Carla Martinez, yesterday, we had her on the podcast before from KC Women's Chamber, told me to latch on to three takeaways and try to implement those things. I thought that was good advice because it always, you know, you want to do all of the things.
Right.
But today, what, Nevin?
Nothing.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Yes, you were. You
I've
have
got,
a smirk on
nothing.
Your face.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we're talking about the difference between sales and marketing. Put it simply, marketing drives leads, sales closes or converts those leads. Do you agree?
Fair. Yep.
So, Nevin, give us an example of how even some of our current customers have struggled with this concept or expect what we do as a marketing agency to also equal
new
customers.
So there's a misconception that SJC Marketing may actually be a business development agency per se. And what I mean by that is they understand that we are filling pipelines for them with leads, but there's almost this misconception that what we do automatically engages the consumer to purchase whatever that company is offering. So they're expecting an ABC pattern where B is the sale, C is the close. They just want to go straight from A to C, but that's not how it works. Marketing fills that pipeline. Marketing creates an interest. Marketing allows a customer to find value in whatever the client's offering, but it's the client themselves and their sales team that has to follow up, make that connection and make that close. That's
what if they don't have a sales team?
Hire one.
Good advice.
And it's not that marketing can't equal a closed lead.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's
because
certainly can.
We can, you know, with our calls to action, sometimes the action can be mm-hmm. purchase this or mm-hmm. become a customer or whatever. But in more of a B2B world, especially, this is where we find the bigger gap because it's not as simple as buying a handbag from Target. You know, it's a relationship that has to be built because they're purchasing $500,000 worth of some sort of equipment.
Right. Or retirement or investments. Or
yes. Yeah.
It's a huge relationship that you have to build over time.
Right. Which is why it's not like we write one blog or push out one exactly. social media post and someone's like, oh yeah, I'll totally give them $500,000 of my own dollars to invest. You know, they have to start to learn about that person or build a rapport. And so that's why consistency is what we're doing. You know, we're constantly pushing out, let's say for a certain client, blogs, social media posts, emails, and we're nurturing people through tracks. But there's still someone that has to come in behind all that and say, hey, I've noticed you've been looking at our blogs, have been on our website for a long period of time. You've been engaging with our social media posts. You know, are you ready to know more or become a client?
And I think the one of the best ways I've seen that demonstrated is Jordan Belfort. Anybody know Jordan Belfort? Mm-mm. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. You and I talked about this. So, I didn't watch that movie, though.
Oh, I did.
So marketing, the whole idea is to create a buzz around the value of a product or a service to generate interest in that particular service from that particular provider. Sales, you know, one of the things that Jordan did with his sales guys was tell them, sell me this pen. And so they got into how it writes, how it feels, how long it lasts. And when you build a campaign around the functionality and the value of that particular pen, that's marketing. I mean, that's creating a, you know, buzz and interest in that particular product. But what he wanted them to do was sell. And so by doing that, he basically said, sell me this pen. And one of the other guys said, all right, write your name on that piece of paper for me. And he said, well, I don't have a pen. And then boom.
Right.
There's your pen. So marketing is creating that buzz. When that buzz is created, selling is being able to identify when that buyer is in a position where they're ready to make a purchase, and then being the one to reach out to say, here's what you need and here's why you need it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times, like you said, Anna, marketing can create both of those aspects. But when it doesn't, that's where some customers kind of have this misconception that our marketing campaigns are failing because we're not getting any more business. But, you know, we've told the customer or the potential clients about the value of the pen per se. It's just a matter of them saying, you know, selling it basically.
Right. And there's a reason why we start everything with a strategy, because what should be happening is an interaction between the sales and marketing team, not just these separate silos where it's like, you do your thing, I'm going to do my thing, because you're going to end up stepping on each other's toes. You're going to end up duplicating services. Yeah. And so one of the best things you can do is pull those salespeople in who know your client really, really well and say, all right, let's help build out these personas. So by the time that you're even talking to one of them, like, they're halfway in the door because you've helped us, you know, let's pull up a sheet where we develop who they are, their demographics, their income, their likes, their interests. Like, give the person a name. This is one of the things we talked about at the conference I just went to. Like, actually name your person, because then it's not just like, oh, our clients. It's like, no, Sarah, the super mom, is your client. Mm-hmm. And here's what we know about her. She wears yoga pants. She goes to Starbucks. She drives an SUV, you know, like, and then you start to feel like you actually have a face.
You can put yourself in their shoes.
Right. And so then by the time we've done all that with the sales team, then we say, okay, hand it over to us. We're going to create these nurture campaigns. We're going to target her with these specific ads. And then once we know she's interacting, it's all on you.
Yeah.
And one thing to remember in all of that, you know, I think it's a pretty important point, and it's a misconception about marketing and advertising in general. When you identify that target market, when you identify that person, you name that person, you do your research and you market to their need. There is this misconception that marketing, advertising is all about manipulation and all about creating a need that may not even be there for a customer. And that's why people look at advertising sometimes with a, you know, frowny face, because we're manipulating, quote unquote, our customers into buying something. And that's not the case. What you clearly stated was, you've done the research, you've done the touch points. What marketing is all about is communication and not manipulation. You're communicating with your customers at a point in time where you've recognized they have a need and you're answering that need. Mm-hmm. There's no manipulation going on.
One of my favorite things that I tell people is that you're talking with people, not at them. So you're not telling them, like you said, this is the best pen. Mm-hmm. You're saying, do you need a pen? And you're asking them questions. And I think that's kind of the difference of an effective marketing voice is that you're helping them solve a problem, or you're being indispensable to them instead of pushing something on them.
Because why would we like risk time and resources on people that we think could be leads by trying to manipulate them.
Right.
When we can go right after. I mean, that's the beauty of digital marketing is like, we know where they are. We can see their every move. Like, we'll get all creepy on
you. Ultimately, people make their own decisions. So you've just got to be the first one that they see when they're ready to make that decision because the consumers are doing all the research before they purchase anything.
Yep. That's right.
So you just need to be, marketing is being the first person that they see and being the answer that they're consistently getting when they're doing research.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, even for B2B. Like, people are doing the research. There's a lot of people that said, oh, we've been doing relationship marketing or relationship building. It's all about face-to-face for 70 years. It's like, well, bro, the people that are now...
on LinkedIn?
Right. The people that are now purchasing your products are... 30-somethings, you know, they are researching your website. They are looking to see if you have a website. They're reading your blogs.
They're looking at your employees' like personal profiles too.
They're checking you out because it is such a big decision for their company. Yeah. It has to be right. So that's not just for B2C.
Mm-mm. It's a whole package.
Yeah. Sorry, this is a super random story, but you talking about them selling, he made them sell the pin made me think of probably my first real job out of college. Because I graduated in 08 when everything like crashed and burned. So I actually subbed for like a year. Random detail. But I went to get this position with it was a marketing and development department within a community health center. And I had to interview with the HR guy whose past was an Army recruiter. So just know his personality. And he said to me, like, we did the interview and then he pushed this bottle of lotion over to me and he goes, now sell this to me. And I'm like, sell this to you? Like, I'm doing fundraisers and event planning.
You're not a Girl Scout.
Yeah, like, I'm not selling anything for this company. I was like, but thank you, SBU, for that personal selling class, because otherwise I would have been like so nervous. But we had to do that all the time in this class I took. So I was like, okay. I was like, let me see your hands. Like, you got some dry, ashy hands. And I did it, but I was just like, I was shaking afterwards
because you weren't prepared to do that.
No.
Because that's not what exactly. Yeah. That's a great example.
Yeah, but that's also an example of how you kill it in an interview. I got the job. Anyway,
so what you're telling us is that you need to be on the sales team?
No.
You're at SJC? Hate sales.
No. Nevin, you're killing that game. I don't need to be
You're doing just fine. We'll let you shine in
I
that
don't,
department.
Like, find personal enjoyment out of writing prospects on the whiteboard like you do. I mean, Nevin's like, all right, I got another one. He's like, oh, yeah, I got this contact.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm, like, making a, like, when I first started, I'd make a phone call, and they'd be like, no, I'm not interested. Okay, bye. Sorry to bother you. Yeah. Terrible. I was terrible.
Yeah.
I love it. It's the chase that
That's
I like.
Awesome.
When someone says no, you find out why. And then to your point, right, you start to just build a relationship, which I think there's still value in relationship selling.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
And that's where marketing also plays a huge thing, because I know at SJC, you know, we put folks on our drip campaign and we're educating them, we're marketing ourselves to them, so much so that if you keep in touch, you build that relationship, you continue on that chase, there will be a point in time where they're like, you know, I do have this need, and this guy, you know, Nevin keeps talking about it, and I'm going to finally ask him, you know, and then guess who's there to answer that need when it's
exactly.
when it rises?
Yeah,
you know, we are. So.
Well, because imagine if you had to like build the personas and then you had to build out the campaigns and you had to write every blog that we produce daily.
Oh, thank you.
And then try to call on those people. Like, the coolest part about having a team, which is the same situation if you can outsource to a marketing company, is that we are doing all of that background lead nurturing stuff for you so that when our automation platform says, hey, look, they've built their score up to 150 and they filled out a contact form, like, Nevin, here you go. Mm-hmm. Then the work
is
done.
A lot easier. Yeah. Yeah.
So they work in tandem together and they complement each other, but they're not the same thing. And
they have different goals.
Yeah. And then, but you have to make sure that they have common goals too.
Right.
And that's, I think you touched on earlier. If you have a marketing department and a sales department that are totally out of sync, you're going to be doing more harm than good with your company.
Yeah.
You know, once sales and marketing can talk together and get on the same level, have the same expectation, that's when your company's business development can be a well-oiled machine. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're seeing clients mm-hmm. that just don't understand that per se.
Yeah. We're happy to educate you on the Unfiltered Marketing Podcast. All right. Well, this has been a short and sweet podcast, but we want to remind you that if you love our podcast, to review and rate us on Apple Podcasts. Send in topics you'd love for us to cover by tweeting us at MarketingSJC or sending us an email at info@sjc.marketing. And we would love to continue to cover topics that you all want to hear. So thanks for tuning in. Any last words?
Nope.
All right. Stay unfiltered.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to MarketingSJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.